Henderson Island. It's just a speck in the Pacific Ocean nearly 5,000 kilometres away from the closest city. The UNESCO Heritage listed island is home to one of the few raised coral atolls in the world, but it's also home to nearly 7 tonnes of plastic debris. Researchers from the University of Tasmania estimate that over 3,000 new pieces of plastic wash up on this island every day, and they're hoping to use Henderson Island as a sobering reminder of the growing problem of plastic pollution in our oceans. Reporter Shane Anderson spoke to Jennifer Lavers, research scientist at the University of Tasmania's Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies, who led the expedition to the island.
Can you describe what it was like walking down the beach?
I think at first it's fascinating. It's so colourful and you're drawn in by what could that possibly be and where could it have come from, and oh my goodness, that reminds me of something I saw or played with when I was a small child. And then reality sinks in and it just never seems to end. You just walk on and on and on and there's more of the same, and you realise you've just counted your 373rd toothbrush and you start to think this is just totally insane and how did this get here and what do we do about it?
You mentioned that it was toothbrushes and children's toys, so this is domestic rubbish we're talking about.
Indeed, that was one of the other big take-home messages. So I've worked on marine pollution research for the better part of a decade, and I kind of got to a point in my career where nothing really surprised me anymore. But Henderson changed that for me and made me stop, and part of that was 5,000 kilometres out in the middle of the ocean, what you would expect to find. You would think that it would probably be things related to shipping traffic or maybe fisheries, because what else would be 5,000 kilometers from the nearest bit of land? And amazingly, only about 7% of the debris on the beaches of Henderson is attributed to things like fisheries. The vast majority of items, more than 60%, were plastic fragments, but of the items that we could clearly identify, they were things that we all use day to day in our homes, back in the cities, that we don't even pause to reflect on for a moment. And that's things like cigarette lighters, razors, bottle caps.
How is it getting there? Are these things that people are discarding, or is this runoff from tips? I mean, where is it coming from?
So one of the big global statistics is that approximately 80% of the rubbish that's in the ocean originated on land. And by that, I don't mean, you know, you would say, well, duh, of course, you know, we manufacture all plastic on land. So that's not what I mean. That statistic reflects plastic that originated as litter on beaches, in stormwater drains, and probably small amounts being blown away from things like tips and other inappropriate waste disposal. So that 80%, that's huge. And we should embrace that statistic as a challenge, I think. You know, set that as an ambitious target for yourself, for your community, for your city, for your local council, to say, hang on a second, that's somewhere we can make a huge amount of progress, is reduce that 80% to, I don't know, 20%, by a lot of small but crucial changes. Being willing, for example, to adopt your local beach. Here in Australia, we have a couple of great groups. One's called the Two Hands Project. Another is called Take Three. And both of these small not-for-profit groups advocate that local people, everyday people without any specialist training whatsoever, adopt their local beach and be willing to pick up rubbish, even if it's not your own. And when you scale that up, when everyone does it, the amount of plastic that you're preventing from keeping in the ocean is actually enormous, and it's so worth it.
You've seen so much of this firsthand. It would be so hard not to be dismayed by the extent of the rubbish. Are you optimistic that we can stop this?
Well, until yesterday or until this morning, I probably would have said no. A lot of times people don't always want to hear what it is that I have to say. It's all just a bit much. It's sad. When I got to Henderson, my entire motivation was so that Henderson Island could become the poster child, so that we would reflect on Henderson and say, you know, I may not have known about the plastics issue until now, but now I know, and I don't want any other island species, habitat, anything, to ever end up like Henderson, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes, regardless of how inconvenient it may be to my lifestyle, to prevent that from happening. A lot of the images that I took on Henderson Island are of these so-called disposable or, quotation marks, single use. And what I would encourage everyone to do is to rethink their relationship with these items, with plastic in general, is to go home and have a look in your office, in your home, and look at everything in your life that is made of plastic and have a serious think about what things you can change here and now.
Research scientist Jennifer Lavers from the University of Tasmania, ending that report by Shane Anderson.